Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood patriot, Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you guys are watching this or listening to it. So happy to have all of you guys here. Okay, this is going to be a pretty quick part two to the midterms. It's early Saturday morning here where I am. I was going to do it on Friday yesterday, but decided to wait until early this morning, just to see if anything else came in on Friday, up until, you know, Saturday morning, about the midterms and, some of the races and the numbers and all that. Well, as you can see here, unless that this is CNBC fake news, but anyways, this is the same stuff you get on Fox. I looked, we may not know who controls the U.S. Senate until December. House could be decided much sooner. So, the Senate, like the article says, this is actually from a couple days ago. There was an update on that, which I'll show you in a second. But I said it last time, the Red Wave didn't happen. I think it did, but, you know, there was voter fraud across the board. But Democrats and Republicans pretty much are retaining all of the seats. It's going to be really close, and I'll take you and show you this one. Senator Mark Kelly won Arizona Senate race. Now, I guarantee Masters won, probably by a landslide. The Senate, Mark Kelly didn't. It was voter fraud. But since it's being called for him, more than likely that's going to make them one away, the article says, from a majority in the Senate. So, now the Republicans are still on track right now, according to a lot of the articles and the news, to hold on to, the House, or to gain control of the House, which that's good. Like I said, we should have had control of both. There was a lot of voter fraud, but, we figured kind of going into this, or after all the stuff was coming out, that the Democrats were going to retain control of the House, or the Senate, which is okay. At least if we get control of the House, but we'll have to see, because some of those races haven't been called. And then, you know, the Georgia Herschel Walker and Raphael Warnock going to a runoff. So, but we can see over here, like I said, Joe Lombardo, Nevada governor, won. So that was good. And you can look over here to the side, notable races, U.S. Senate. Laxalt is still above, but it's like really, really close. It's really, really close. I think it's like a 1 percentage point or something. But this was from, you know, a few days ago. Arizona voting machine glitch gives way to election integrity concerns. Now, the machines are messing up, and it's hard for them to be counting all of these mail-in ballots that people walked in with on voting day, which was good, because then, you know, the deep state didn't know how much they had to mess with the algorithms, or how many, you know, how many ballots that they had to either throw away or, you know, make again, because so many people brought in, like, the since Arizona, the ones I still had to count was like 600 some thousand. So that race is still waiting. There's nothing really there yet. It's said it might be like a week or something. And I will say Tucker Carlson is really doing a good job talking about this shouldn't be taking this long, what's going on. And he's not saying voter fraud directly, but he's saying that at the best case, we can say this causes concern and us to not trust, you know, our voting machines, because other countries that can know in a single day, and yet somehow we can, and we say we have, the best democracy system. So he's doing a really good job, in that. So I'm sure you guys are keeping up with it. The voter fraud stuff, like I said, I don't know who exactly is letting the true numbers be known. I don't know who has all that stuff. I don't know why, you know, they're allowing the Democrats. I can see multiple different ways why maybe the military or someone is letting some of these Democrats steal it for some reason. I don't really know. But it's okay. It's okay. Just hopefully everybody stays calm and collected, because like I said, I don't know, but you know, we're just going to the holidays and just hopefully enjoy time with our families. Since a lot of us don't, you know exactly what's going on or why it's happening this way, but you know, that's okay. That's okay. Whoever's pulling the strings, I have faith in them. So that's just kind of a wrap up of the midterms. You know, everybody will keep watching it and we'll probably see, particularly the Carrie Lake versus Hobbs. So we'll see what happens there. And like I said, that's a governor race, so it doesn't concern the House or the Senate, but that will be an interesting to watch. I'm going to do a more in-depth episode. I'm going to do some more research over the weekend and put some stuff together for you guys for maybe like Monday, my episode Monday or Wednesday of next week. But well, actually, it'll probably be more like Wednesday or Friday. So that way it'll give me a few days to actually do the research. But this story, and then that's the Arizona race where they stand. Yeah, we know that. Okay. So in the last few days, the story, DeSantis has been, well, on a lot of the Patriot channels or some of them, they've been talking about a lot. Is DeSantis a rhino, deep state? I know some of you probably heard very well-known, you know, Patriot truthers say he is a rhino. That would not surprise me at all. Frankly, I've liked what he's done for Florida, but I've never liked him as a person. He seemed really shifty to me. I've never really liked him, but you know, I mean, in politics, if somebody's doing a good thing, it's like, okay, we can put personal preferences aside, but it's seems like the media and a lot of people in the conservative media, even Fox, I'm seeing it on there. They're starting to ditch Trump because they didn't get all the seats that they thought in like the House and the Senate. They're blaming Trump for the losses. And now they're moving towards DeSantis. I've been seeing this a little bit watching even the Five and even Greg Gutfeld. And I still like Greg. I think he's just kind of a little bit on the voting stuff since it just recently happened, but hopefully he'll go back to more of his humor later on. But they already are starting to move away from Trump and kind of attack him. People like Candace Owens, and it's not openly, but they're starting to, you know, back DeSantis. And I mean, I know you guys have probably heard Juan and Nino just recently say, or Juan said that DeSantis is a rhino. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean he's deep state, but he also could be. So I don't know whether he is or is not deep state. And if he is, how has he always been deep state, or did he go that way later on? Show you one last article. I got to pop over to a different browser because I couldn't. Like I said, you can see Trump takes aim at Ron DeSantis, suggesting he's a 2024 rival. Far-right gun group says members back DeSantis over Trump in 2024. Betting markets now give DeSantis the edge to win White House in 2024. This is all optics. This is all them pushing DeSantis, whether it's for, you know, to try to divide the party, whether it's to put DeSantis in because he may be a deep state cabal asset. I don't know. Like I said, I've just never liked him because he's always seemed shifty. I liked what he's done in Florida, but the fact that he could do all of that in Florida made me wonder how, when other people have gotten arrested for standing up to the deep state, he doesn't. So why is he allowed to? Does that mean he's controlled opposition? I don't know. But, and like I said, I'm going to do more research because I want to look more into his background and where he came from. Because he was kind of not a nobody, but he didn't have a lot to do with Yale, you know, military kind of background, but he in political spectrum, it was still small. I forget what district he was in or whatever, but he just shot up. And it reminds me of there it is. OK, you know, AOC. Right. Because the deep state propped her up. And same thing with Hollywood actors and actresses and people that just kind of shoot to fame overnight. Usually that's a classic hallmark of deep state people, because ones like, I mean, Trump, Cash Patel, General Flynn, all of them had all these big backgrounds before they were kind of more in now, you know, the political landscape. And even ones like, you know, Mike Lindell, he's a great businessman. He was a well-known figure even before this political stuff. So they kind of take nobody, the deep state takes nobodies and turns them into these superstars. That's exactly kind of what DeSantis is. So I'm going to do a little bit more research on that. I want to research into his wife's, because I've heard kind of some weird things about her. But this article from the New Yorker, or the New York Intelligencer, I guess. The GOP revolt against Trump is more serious than you think. It's not going to be like 2020 or 2016 or 2021. And you can look down here, Trump, the Murdoch-owned media, very much including Fox News, unleashing an undisguised propaganda blitz to convince its audience that Trump is the source of the party's struggles and DeSantis represents its future. So they're already setting it up for DeSantis. So we're just going to have to see. I know people like Juan have said he's going to be long gone before, or things are going to come out long before 2024. We're just going to have to wait and see what happens. But I'll do more on that, but wanted to leave you guys with that kind of food for thought. As we kind of wrap up the midterms, you know, a lot of the races have already been called, some of them will, but we'll see who ends up getting control of the House and the Senate. So just everybody, remember, stay encouraged. You know, I know these are crazy times we're living in. I know it's probably like, oh, it gets discouraging at times, but it's okay. Just continue doing what you're doing, staying encouraged and helping to encourage one another, helping love one another, because we're all going to need this. I'll probably talk more next week about also the diesel fuel shortages and all that stuff that's coming, because if you don't have fuel, you don't have energy, you don't have anything. So it could be not a dark winter. I know we've said that before, but I'm actually, yeah, that might be an accurate phrase. So I'll do more in depth, or I'll do more talking about that next week. But hopefully you guys all have a great weekend. Enjoy it. Rest up. Enjoy time with your families. And just remember to love each other and love yourselves. That's always important. I, of course, love all you guys. And remember to keep calm and patriot on.
I called General Flynn. I said, General Flynn, I feel like God wants us to team up to do a Reopen America tour and we get people back to God. And he says, I know. I'm going, you know?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by God, you know the thing.
I wasn't thinking of the Bill of Rights when we did this.
I believe America is supposed to be that shining city on the hill, the beacon of freedom.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Gotta make sure you tell me your full faith.
These vaccines are zero liability.
There's so much fake information.
It's the David and Goliath thing.
Their agenda is not God's agenda.
Why will the churches not stand up?
I'm trying to save America.
I believe we're in the greatest revival in history.
Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.